Herbert Grönemeyer is coming to America. Yeah, he knows many of you don't know who he is. In Germany, Grönemeyer is a big star, known both for his acting and his music. And it's as a musician that he's embarking on his first U.S. tour now. He also has a new album, which is entirely sung in English, and that's another first. I spoke with him recently via the BBC's Berlin studios, but before we hear some of that conversation, here's the title track from Herbert Grönemeyer's new album, I Walk.
They've taken the book without a second look, and that's all right with me. I'm all I wanna be. I walk, I walk, I walk the way I do.
I want to give our listeners a sense of just how big a dude you are in Germany, because you were supposed to be doing an interview earlier with the BBC, and we had to schedule ours sometime later. And when we spoke with your handlers about what you do between that first interview and ours, it was suggested that maybe you could just grab lunch in the neighborhood. And they said, oh no, you would be mobbed by fans. Do you have to go incognito in Germany?
Well, let's say kind of. The thing is, what I'm covering myself now because of my age a little with glasses. So the people are a bit confused seeing me with glasses. But that gives me 2 seconds that they reflect whether it's me or not. But kind of people recognize me. It's not that they get completely hysteric, but I think generally people recognize me in the street here. So I'm not incognito, but I'm a little bit alert all the time.
So in English on this new album, I Walk, you sound a little like David Bowie, and your biography, your narrative also scans that way, acting and singing. With singing winning out, you've got this multifaceted career. So did music always win out for you personally over acting?
No, I started as the thing is I'm singing in bands still since I was 13, and I started in a theater as a piano player when I was 17. So I started always as a musician, and then they put me on stage in a theater, and I started acting, and later came the kind of small movie career. But even in Germany, the problem was that people saw me for the first time or recognized me. I did a movie in the early 80s called Das Boot,
Boot.
And so the boat, and then so that was my first. The people got aware of me, but I was always a musician.
As I read your biography, it seems that music, as you say, was your first passion. But while you were recording albums that weren't doing well commercially, you kept getting roles in films that got you noticed. You mentioned Das Boot, for example, that incredible World War II submarine drama. What was it about music that you always felt more drawn to than acting?
Well, I think I'm a kind of okay actor, but I think in music I feel much more at home. I think I was never a great actor, but I think in music, not that I'm a great musician, but I felt this is much more me, and so I went on with that.
Well, I think critics might agree with your self-deprecating remark that you're not a great musician with those first albums, but you got huge acclaim with an album released in 1984, and that. It seems that from that point forward, you kind of had hit after hit. You've gone on to put at least one platinum album on the German charts. You hold the first and third best-selling albums of all time in Germany. What do you think that tells us about what Germans expect from you and your music now?
Well, that's hard to tell. I think it's not, it's difficult. I think I definitely am very, very grateful for all the success and the people that care for me. But generally, I think I try to be, I have to inspire myself, you know. I find new roads to go. I have to do this English album now. It's also part of that, you know. I think it's my challenge. I think it's not. I'm not an employee of my fans, you know. I think I really admire. I'm very, very happy about my situation. But as a musician, you're a self-employed person, and you have to find always new ways to get forward. I have another 40 years to go, and I want to have fun.
Your biggest hit is called Mensch. It came out in 2002. It sold over 3 million copies and counting, and no one's ever topped that. I'd like our listeners to hear Mensch, and this is the version from your new album, I Walk.
Sky's blue, wide and open, not a shade or trace of gray.
And telephone, gas, electric, I'm free, what can I say? Let us share the silence, what on earth can occur? Commitment, just give me your word, and it's
out of care. Take it day by day. This is summertime. Nothing on my mind.
That's the tune Mensch. Actually, it's Herbert Grönemeyer performing with Bono on the new album, I Walk. What are your thoughts about bringing your new English pop to the United States? Are you looking forward to it? Is it a little intimidating?
No, I'm very much looking forward to it. I'm very, very excited, and we all are very excited as a band. And to come to America to play in front of people that have never heard of us, so you have to convince them on the very night, brings you also back to why you're making music. Not that I'm very happy about the situation here, but in Germany, everything, or it's in the German-speaking world, everything is a little bit pre-done. And this is a great challenge to see, is the music there? Is it strong enough to touch other people when they never heard of you? So it's very, very nervous, and but very excited that we can come and play in America.
Your first solo album, I just have to ask you this, it was titled Grönemeyer. It came out in 1979. It was awarded the Golden Lemon for the ugliest album cover of the year.
Yes, that's true. I think that album,
like?
I only were singing songs from other people, and I had even no clue what they put on front of the album. And finally, I saw the cover. They took a picture of me, and it was so ugly with a shirt of a sailor shirt, and rather surrounded by yellow, bright blue, and I think bright orange frame. So I looked terrible. And the album sold, I think, 210 copies, but I got the award ugliest cover of the year.
Well, that's the moment you decided you needed an art director for your next album.
Exactly. That's where I started. I needed better. So over the years, I found, in the end, better people that worked on my covers. Yes.
Herbert Grönemeyer, the new album is called I Walk. He'll be in the United States. We'll have tour dates, and we'll also have a link to that album cover to Grönemeyer, your first album, which was awarded the Golden Lemon for the ugliest album cover of all time. It's not your fault. You did it in haste. What can I say?
But the new album is done by Anton Cobain, so I think that's more beautiful.
Wonderful photographer.
Yes.
Herbert, nice to meet you. Thank you so much for the interview.
Thank you as well.
We'll let more of Herbert Grönemeyer's Mensch take us out today, because he is such a mensch. His tour information and album cover, by the way, are at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. We're back tomorrow.